Welcome to Palm Tree Talks, a podcast dedicated to creating a stress-free life. My name is Astrid and I'm the founder of palmtreemoments.com. I invite you to join me as I dive into the personal development system called Human Design. Let's talk about travel, business, mindset, self-love, and stress reduction, and how to translate the insights of the Human Design system into your travel and work life. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening from. Welcome to this new episode of Palm Tree Talks. In this episode, we dive into the types of the Human Design System. There are four different types in the Human Design System: a generator, a manifestor, projector, and a reflector. And there's one subtype, a manifesting generator. The definition of your channels formed by your 26 gate activations based on the position of the planet during your birth and about 3 months before you were born make up your light bulbs or energy centers. So your definition determines your type. The four types are grouped according to their ability to consistently generate energy or not. There are two energy types. You have the manifestors and the generators who can self-generate their energy. And there are the non-energy types, the projectors and the reflectors. Non-energy types do not have constant access to their own generating and manifesting capacity, and their energy and stamina for work is not constant available to them. They need more rest and sleep, but perhaps can do more in less time because they use their energy well and more efficiently. And this is also where strategy comes into mind that is connected to your type. But more on that later in a different podcast when we talk about strategy. Generators are about 37% of our world population. 32% are manifesting generators. 21% are projectors. 8% are manifestors. And 1% is a reflector. These statistics are based on 25 million charts that the Jovian Archive has collected in their database. Of course, these numbers might vary a little bit here and there when even more people use the Human Design System. It can definitely tell that certain types are more common than others. It's good to note that a type is not a label. Human Design is not about labeling or putting you in a certain box. It has to do something with your aura, your vibe. We cannot see it, but it's a form of unconscious communication in our interaction with others. It's an electromagnetic field that we carry with us at all times and spans about 2 arms' lengths. So if you would stretch out your arms, about twice of that space, that is your aura reach. Perhaps you felt something in your body change when you stepped into a room and somebody else entered the room as well. Or perhaps you feel something when certain people stand too close to you in an elevator. You think, get out of my personal space, right? Well, the personal space is kind of your aura. And I know that it's a word that's a little bit too woo-woo for some people, and that's okay. For now, just accept my word that there's a difference between the vibes of a manifestor, a generator, a projector, or a reflector. I organize workshops now and then, and in these workshops we learn about these aspects of unconscious communication. And we practice with it in real life when we're actually in a room together. But since this is a podcast and we cannot do these exercises in an audio form, and we're still covering our basics, let's move on to the different roles that the types have in our society. And to illustrate that, it's story time. Once upon a time, the manifestors were the kings and queens of old. They set the big picture and could rule land and resources. The builders, or generators, worked for the nobles in exchange for protection. The queen, or the king, devised a new plan, and the builders went out and did the work. The manifestor, the king or queen, relied on the reflection of the group, which the evaluator, or reflector, mirrored to them. You could say that the reflector is the canary in the coal mine. If a group miners are well, so is the cannery. If the cannery is affected by the toxic environment in the mines, well, then the cannery is the first to show the signs of that. And that's kind of how the reflector has the ability to reflect what's happening in the group and the environment that they live in. The builders are building, and the wise advisors or projectors help the builders by guiding them in the process and asking them the right questions so the builders get the job done in an efficient manner. The express builders, or manifesting generators, move at lightning speed, but also tend to forget a few things here and there. They move from A to Z and then back to D, whereas the classic builders are slower but more consistent. Step by step, they move in constant strides from A to B, from B to C, etc. So we all have a role to play in this puzzle that's called our society. There's no type that's right or wrong. There's no judgment. Each is powerful in its own unique way. And when we learn to embrace ourselves with love and self-love, we can realize that we can only be ourselves. So if we look at the types, we can say that approximately 70% of the world population is a generator or has a generating aura. We therefore live in a society made on the basis of the building ability of this largest group of energy type, the generators. So let's dive in this type. I actually am a generator myself. And generators are, well, the generators. If you are a generator, you can turn on the engines and recharge your inner battery at night. So every time you sleep, the next morning you wake up with refreshed energy. As a generator or classical builder in the BG5 language, you are made to build on your own and other people's ideas. You may enthusiastically have fun, work, and thereby generate the energy that others come to draw from you. Everybody wants to hitch a ride on your energy. Therefore, they put some plugs into your generator, unasked, and they overload you with tasks, chores, and problems for you to solve. It's as if you placed your generator, like the physical generator, the diesel generator that we use when we need some power, if you put it on the middle of the street, and everybody plugs in their cables because they want your free energy. Even though the plugs, they don't even match your sockets, and they try to smack them in anyway. Perhaps overloading your system until you made the decision to take out all the unwanted plugs of everybody else and become more selective if the plug is actually allowed to tap into your energy. Generators are here to shape the world. The creative energy from the sacral energy center is manifested from the inner response, which, when applied correctly, can move mountains and transform everything. Generators are here to make life, to generate life, born to work and love to be busy. The generator is here to make the generation flourish, and the generator only has to wait for life to call her and then step in at the right time and enjoy the process. Waiting for what life brings, a response to the triggers we receive, a sound, a smell, a picture, somebody's energy, a book, a TV show, a news article, art. Everything around us is a stimuli to which generators respond. We therefore also have a response ability, or responsibility, a responsibility for our own energy. It is as if we have a magnet inside of us, which attracts people, events, materials into our bubble. The things that are correct for you trigger your energy and you feel a physical, often unconscious, reaction. Gut feeling, perhaps. Then when you react to a person, situation, or action, you can act with the full force of your strong energy. So generators are excellent builders. They draw their energy from their sacred center, the source of creative life energy. You have an enormous amount of energy at your disposal, but it takes some experimentation to best handle your energy. When you initiate yourself and try to do what your brain or your thoughts tell you to do, you may encounter resistance, that manifests itself in frustration or the feeling of being stuck. When everything falls into place, you feel satisfaction and content. There's a metaphor that I use to describe a generator to my clients. A generator is like a diesel train. Slow and steady, you start your journey on the track that you choose. In the beginning, the diesel motor takes a little bit of energy to get started. The all aboard and the whistle is your trigger to get the energy moving. And within a few minutes, you rattle in a steady flow over the train tracks. However, it's harder for you to stop immediately. If you need to pivot your course, change tracks, or even backtrack, you need to slow down first. Only when you come to a full stop, then you can pivot to another route. I just completed a cross-country trip with the Amtrak from Flagstaff, Arizona to New York, so the slow but steady pace of the train is still very fresh in my mind. And if you translate this metaphor to your common life, it's about responding to the right trigger. The trigger that gave you the energy boost to get going. And where you're going, you are at full speed ahead. But on the other hand, you cannot pivot really quickly. Maybe you've been in a certain situation with work or with relationships that you feel frustrated, but you cannot change your circumstances immediately. That requires a process of slowing down first, of assessing what are the things that frustrate you the most. Self-care is the magic word here. You can only be the light of the party when you take good care of yourself. Because of how your unconscious vibes work, if you feel happy, everybody in your direct environment is happy. You vibrate happiness. But if you are not happy and you feel frustrated about your life, then everybody who is near you will feel your frustration. It gives a whole different perspective on feeling egoistic, right? With all good intentions, you mentally try so hard to keep everybody happy. But it's not until you start taking care of yourself first that you can unconsciously make your environment a happier and healthier place. I'm curious if this sparks any recognition in you, if you're a generator, or if you know a generator. If you want another trick to spot a generator in your environment, it's that they are humming. Mm-mm. 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 That means yes. Or mm-mm. That's a no. It's kind of funny because I've noticed this in my environment as well. I'm trying to spot the generator. And it's really interesting to see that in a conversation with certain people, the humming part, it's so obvious. Now that I kind of start paying attention to that, I can definitely tell. It's a fun exercise to do, so think of the mm-mm, 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 or mm-mm. It's a very different distinguishment of yes, 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 no. So that's a generator. Also good to know is that if you have a generator in your environment, or if you are a generator, it's very good to use the yes, no questions if you want an answer from them. This helps the generator a lot. But more on that later when we dive into decision making later in this podcast series. That's it for this episode. In the next episode, we will dive into the manifesting generator. It's still a generator, but what are the differences between a pure generator or a manifesting generator? Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your day with me while listening to this episode of the Balm Tree Talks podcast. Did you find it interesting and want to learn more about stress reduction, mindset, and human design? Be sure to check out the free resources at palmtreemoments.com. Do you have any questions for the podcast? As a sacral 5-1 generator, I love to respond to your questions. Send me a voice message or DM to my Instagram account at palmtree.moments and your question might end up in an episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. It really helps to get the word out to other people who might benefit from experiencing less stress and live a life with more flow and self-love. Have a happy morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever in the world you're listening from. And until next time.